the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
And so to start the last word on sport, let's look forward to Sunday's All-Ireland Senior Football Final between Kerry and Donegal. We have two men who played in the last final between the counties. Mark O'Shea for the victorious Kerry team of 2014. Eamon McGee, winner in 2012, but not 24 with Donegal, or in 14 with Donegal. And Ray Silk, former All-Ireland winner with Galway. And I'm going to start with you, Ray, as the neutral, because we've had one of the most exciting, arguably the best season of senior intercounty football in living memory. But could it be that the final, by comparison, could be an anticlimax, particularly if 2014 is anything to go by?
It's a very fair point, Matt. And if you look through the scores, the score lines that the teams have been getting, they're just duck hedges, no doubt. It's unbelievable compared to what we used to. Donegal got 326 against Meath, Kerry 120, and they're rocking up those kind of scores regularly. So could it be a bit of a, less than that? Yes, quite possibly, but I think the two-pointer has changed in things enormously from that point of view, and the three people being up. So I expect it to be still a very, very exciting game, and I know for a fact loads of people might want to go to this. Like, I know people that are neutrals that are massively excited, particularly in light of the fact people were giving out about the semi-finals. I thought Donegal was sublime against Meath. They really put the game to bed very early. Likewise, Clifford scored 1-9 against Tyrone. So it is a game that so many people want to watch because David Clifford is possibly the best player of his generation, and Michael Murphy heading into 36 is the comeback kid. And everyone wants to be at this match next Sunday.
Indeed, but the reason I ask you that question, Ray, before I go to the others is that both teams might take perhaps a more cagey, cautious approach than they have been taking in the previous games because of their respect for the opposition. And we saw that very much in 2014 when Kerry played in a way that Donegal did not expect. It was dreadful for the neutral to watch. I mean, is there a danger that similar things, despite all we've seen this season, could happen on Sunday?
No, I don't think so for the simple reason, Matt. The rules have changed things so much. You must play three up, so therefore you have to have only 12 back. Donegal's game all season has been very compact at the back, and then with the likes of McHugh, McColgan, Morgan, Rorty, they're breaking at phenomenal pace. And I think Kerry will be cagey around that. So yes, Kerry will try and get back very quickly. And likewise, I'm sure Jim McGuinness, who is incredibly talented, and we spoke about this the last time I was on, he's going to set up his defence in such a way that the space for David Clifford is going to be tried to kept to an absolute minimum. I think it's fair to say that if Donegal can tame or take David Clifford, keep him to 3-4 points, don't let him in for a goal, then that enhances Donegal's chances enormously. But I don't think you can stay back as much as you can anymore. It'll be cagey for the first 10-15 minutes, but I do genuinely expect the game to open up and both sides to go for it.
Okay, Eamon McGee, I know you mightn't want to give away any inside information from Donegal, but what would you expect Jim McGuinness to put into his defensive setup to sort out David Clifford?
I'm trying to think of that all week, Matt. I'm trying to think as how do you stop David Clifford? And I'm struggling for answers. And maybe that's why McGuinness is where he's up. Hopefully he comes up with an answer. I just don't see Brendan McColl's obviously going to pick him up. And Brendan McColl has been one of the best defenders in the country for the last 3-4 years. But he's still going to need support. I was just watching Clifford against Tyrone and I just thought he was in a different level. And McColl will need support. So I'm thinking McGuinness loves his defensive shape. He loves his, even though that's with 11, he still loves them marking them two zones, getting across, the ball switched over and getting across. And I think that someone within that defensive shape will be tasked with keeping an eye on Clifford, but moving with the two zones. Now you can go full-time two sweepers in terms of, you know, we stop Clifford, but I just think with the quality of player that Kerry have outside of David in terms of Shawnee, in terms of Potty, it's just leaving too much pockets of space. And you know, when you're asking there, is it going to be similar to 2014? Even if it's a bad game, you're still going to concede a lot more scores. Like there was games in the old game, we'll call it, where it was 7-7. You know, 7-7 will probably be the first 10-15 minutes of this game, and it could still be a bit, like in terms of a bad game. So it's just not possible to shut a team out like that anymore.
So, Mark O'Shea, how much concern is there in Kerry that David Clifford might be shut down, or do you have so much confidence in him at this stage that you think it's impossible for anyone like Donegal to shut him down?
Obviously, we have great confidence in David Clifford and what he can do, and the new rules definitely lead to that, and we've seen that. We've seen that in the quarterfinal. We've seen what he can do when you try and shut him down, I suppose, and double tag him. The problem there is then you're leaving the likes of Shawnee O'Shea and Paddy Clifford free, and then I suppose Malachy O'Rourke, then he changed up tack and he decided to just make sure that Paddy and Shawnee O'Shea were really tight marked, and then we see David explode and kick 1-9. So I suppose the only thing I could see Jim McGuinness doing is maybe pulling away from a player, a lesser threat in front of goal, the likes of Mark O'Shea or Graham O'Sullivan, and double tagging David Clifford. That's the only thing I could see really happening here from Jim McGuinness's point of view. But look, this man has been electric all season, Matt, and the way he's performed, I don't think there's anybody that can mark him. Obviously, Brendan McCall, he's been outstanding for Donegal, but there'll definitely be a double tagging of David Clifford Sunday, whatever way it works out. And you'll imagine just the nearest point of danger, whoever's in that vicinity will be getting close to David Clifford. But I'd imagine from Jim McGuinness, from Donegal's point of view, they'll look at the Kerry team, they'll look at players who are maybe not a scoring threat, and maybe pull off them and double team David Clifford or a Shawnee or a Paddy. Now, the way I'd counteract that, I'd try and get Brian O'Begley or Gavin White up the field more and get them involved more, and then all of a sudden you have more of a scoring threat from Kerry. So it's going to be fascinating, Matt. No matter what way it works out, it's going to be fascinating what happens on Sunday.
Well, we particularly saw it, Mark, in the game against Armagh, the scoring threat of Shawnee O'Shea. He was a bit quieter against Tyrone in the semi-final. But if David Clifford was to be successfully marked, do Kerry have sufficient other scoring ability in the team to be able to compensate for that?
This is the problem, I suppose. Like, I mean, we're hoping that Paul Gainey will be back from injury. He's a huge player for Kerry. Obviously we've got Joe O'Connor, who's been in phenomenal form. You've Shawnee and Paddy. And on their day, all of those, like, I mean, you'd say that you will tie one of them down, Matt, but trying to tie all of them down now, if there was any team in the country that can do it, it's Donegal. And the reason I say that is they have the best defence in the country. You're looking at Rorty. Young Rorty's in line for Young Footballer of the Year, and here's me now playing up the Donegal team, Matt, and you called me the cute Kerry whore yet again. Brendan McCall,
I never thought of that, Mark. It was the furthest thing from my mind.
Yeah, well, McCall is quenching fires all season, and just look at what Kieran Moore is, and Ray's right. The way they can turn defence into attack, it's phenomenal. The pace that they have, the transition play, and the way they can get the ball up the field. We all know about Mogan and McHugh, but what Moore has done, what Rorty has done, all of them this season, they've just been outstanding. And from a Kerry point of view, the runners, how we're going to tag those runners, it's going to be huge. And I'd imagine the likes of the Micheál Burns, the Graham O'Sullivans, they're going to have a huge role to play. And I wouldn't be surprised after 50 minutes if you see the jersey going up and subs coming on for Kerry.
Now, Eamon McGee, Mark has just referred to your excellent defence there. But you actually look at the scores you've run up this season. 125 against Derry, 23 points the first time you played Monaghan, 119 against Down, 223 admittedly with extra time against Armagh, 20 points against Tyrone, the game you lost, but 326 against Cavan, 19 points in beating Mayo, 222 against Louth, 126 against Monaghan, and then the 326 against Meath. You might have a very good defence, but you're having no problem building up good scores, have you?
And no problem. And it's nearly as if this thing that McGuinness was just a defensive coach by many people down the country was a load of nonsense now. So I'm glad that, you know, Donegal are able to put that, and Jim McGuinness himself is able to put that to bed now. But, and if you watch them during the game, you know, it's just all about that percentage play. They're not kicking the ball in, and like I've been shouting at them, you know, there's space there to kick it. There's space there for a wee pop pass inside. It's the way they're opening defences, what that over and back, they wait for a wee bit of space, and then they have the pace just to open it up and really expose the player. And that's been so successful. It might take a wee bit of time to get going. You know, we've seen that in games with Louth, with Monaghan, where it's taking time just to really open up. But the percentage is there, and they're saying, and it's going to happen. We'll get through and we'll get the high scores.
How much of that is down to the playmaking ability of Michael Murphy? Because we've been so impressed by his ball-winning abilities, by his incredible point-taking. But how important is it, particularly when he starts drifting off the pitch, to win the ball and play off very simple passes many times, but seem to open things up to the on-running players?
Yeah, and I think it's important. It was a great example of it during the Meath game, where Shane O'Donnell was having the ball, and he went to go for Murphy, came out on the loop. Shane O'Donnell feinted a pass, and he opened up a space. Murphy created a space in behind. Shane O'Donnell, with his pace, took his man on, and he got a score. And Murphy's able to spot that, and he's able to orchestrate it, and he's able to tell the likes of Gallen, tell the likes of Pádraig Mógán, Kiernan Moore, you know, Shane O'Donnell himself, where to go, where do we want to get the ball to, where's the danger. And I think he's instrumental in terms of organising that whole thing. But if he has an off day in terms of shooting boots aren't on, I don't feel that we're as reliant on Michael. I think our spread of scorers is across the board. You know, Clifford has an off day. He's not shooting well. It's Kerry and Bother, I feel. So I think that we can afford for Michael to have that off day.
Okay, what do you think, Ray Silk, of the influence that Michael Murphy has on this Donegal team?
Matt, just to go, one thing I just want to say, the secret to stopping David Clifford is to stop the supply coming in. So if Donegal can maybe man-mark Paddy Clifford, he's the key guy, gets ball in again and again. So if they can put one of their runners, one of the road runners on Paddy, keep him faced the opposite way, because once Paddy gets the turn, then David makes his move. And that backdoor cut he did against Tyrone, it was a poor defending by Porter Hemsley, but you don't, Mark O'Shea is right, you don't mark David Clifford one-on-one because he's going to beat you. But you have to have, when the Kerry player looks up, he sees a Donegal guy in front of David or blocking his line of vision or blocking that run and another player on him. And that's what you have to do with the truly great players. But to go back to Murphy, look, it's just, you know, when I was a young fella, I don't know, the lad, I used to read Beano and Hotspur and all these comics, and Michael Murphy is like one of those characters, the way he has come back after 2 years out. He has started every single game for McGuinness in the Championship, one of the few players that has played 10 Championship matches. His influence is amazing, and His talent couldn't have gone much higher for me, but against Mayo, he lost the ball. He turned over the ball. Mayo went down and got a goal. A lot of players would have hid. Murphy came out and won the next kick out. He linked some play. He is just like he's Jim McGuinness's template on the field of play. So his influence is enormous. And in many ways, I think whoever wins will have the player of the year, because for me, it's really between David Clifford and Michael Murphy. So his influence is huge. The younger players look up to him. It's hard to believe, Matt, 13 years ago, at the start of the Mayo-Donegal match, he caught the ball, he turned, and he took the rigging off the nets. That's 13 years ago, and Michael has been knocking around this panel now for 18 or 19 years.
No, he hasn't. He took a few years off, which is one of the most incredible things, Ray. He's only back because he was involved in the committee to change the rules.
I'll let Mark take up that one. But I was reading about in 2012, he'd been on the Donegal panel for 5 years at that stage. He must have gone in at 17 or 18. So
he did.
The question was his influence. It's absolutely enormous. But I think the point made there, Donegal had 12 scorers against Meath. Oisin Gallen is back in a bit of form. I would hate to mark Kieran Moore. Michael Langan, 4 points from midfield. McBurdy came on. I think they have an awful lot of scoring threats going forward, including the defence. And as Mark said, who can tag those kind of guys? McHugh, Owen Gallagher, who isn't no slouch either, McColgan at speed. That would be the winning and losing of the game for me. Can Donegal or can Kerry stop that threat? If they do, they have a great chance. But if they don't, I think Donegal can win this.
I don't know what comics you were reading back in your youth, Ray, but I think you were really looking for Roy Race of Roy of the Rovers has been the character that you really needed to actually come up with. We've lots more to talk about. We want to talk about the kickouts in particular and also the role of the managers in this game in a bit more detail. Ray Silk, Eamon McGee and Mark O'Shea after this break. Welcome back to our preview of the All-Ireland Senior Football Final with Ray Silk, former captain winning on the winning Galway team. We have Eamon McGee, former All-Ireland winner with Donegal, and Mark O'Shea, former All-Ireland winner with Kerry. So let's talk a little bit about the kick-out. And Mark, this I think many people are thinking, for all the talk about two-pointers and about three players always having to be up, and those are important elements, that the key change to Gaelic football has been that you're no longer guaranteed your own possession on a kick-out. And I suppose nobody showed that more, the influence of winning a kick-out, than Kerry in the quarter-final against Armagh. Can they do the same to Donegal?
Yeah, Kerry were excellent against Armagh. They really did a number on Ethan Rafferty. And I suppose from Armagh's point of view, they'll look back at it and they'll say, why didn't they change things up? They did very well against Tyrone as well, in fairness. They did their homework done. But I suppose when you're looking at Donegal, you're looking at a completely different animal in Sean Patton. And this guy just can, like, I mean, he can go short. If you're doing a 4-4-4, he can bomb it over the top. So, like, he's every kind of a kick out in his locker. And then when he does go over the top, you can just close your eyes and see a Donegal player flicking that ball on, and all of a sudden that ball is inside in the full forward line. So Kerry going to have to be so careful if they do a press, and if he does happen to go long. You're talking one on one inside in the full forward line or in the full back line for Kerry, and that's a position you don't want to be if you're taking on the likes of Michael Murphy or Oisín Gallen or one of the O'Donnells. So Kerry are going to have to box really clever here. We were talking at the start about this game being a cagey affair. That's exactly what it's going to be. And particularly, you look at the Kerry-Tyrone game in the first half. The first 10 minutes, Kerry were very cagey. They were playing defensive. They were keeping bodies back. I can see this game being so cagey. I can see it maybe taking on a different life, maybe after 35, 40 minutes. But these two teams, it's going to be a game of chess when this game starts. But as the game wears on, it's going to take on a life of its own. But if Kerry are to win this game, they're going to have to do a number on Sean Patton. And I don't think it's going to be as easy as it was in the quarter or the semi-final.
What do you make of that, Eamon McGee? And what about your own ability to win the Kerry kick-out?
First of all, Patton, any time Donegal has struggled throughout the year, it's been linked to how Patton can't get the ball out, or in terms of the opposition team bringing good press and shut him in. And I think it's vital, because if Kerry, we've seen the damage they did when they pinned Rafferty in, and it's vital that should Patton hit that wee lull or fall into that wee hole, which seems it's normal, it's going to happen to most keepers because of the way the games and the type of kickouts that the FRC have brought in, then Patton's able to work his way out of it. Like, and I was just talking to someone about it. As long as he's painted a good picture, what's the picture that he's painted in front of Sean Patton? And that's the job of Jim McGuinness and the backroom team, the goalkeeping coach, is that when they do hit that wall, is there a good picture painted for Sean Patton to be able to get the hands on ball? That's massive for Donegal over the last 2 weeks. In terms of going after Kerry kicker, they can be got at. We've seen there's joy to be that got at, joy to be made by getting that Ryan there. But Donegal haven't been great at the press in terms of the opposition press, you know, consistently throughout the game. So it's not something I see us getting wide joy out of. You know, if we can get them to go along, we have the big men at that, you know, Mark talked about the press in terms of the 4-4-4. We'll have big men at the back. But consistently throughout the game, I haven't seen Donegal really do a number on a keeper so far.
Okay, what do you think, Ray Silk, what's going to happen in the battle for possession of the kickouts?
In case I don't get to say it, and for the older listeners, much older than Eamon and Mark, the comic was The Dandy. And Desperate Dan was the Wild West character that he reminded me of. He was the strongest man, and he was able to lift a cow with one hand. So that's what Michael Murphy can do.
I know we all say there won't be a cow milked in celebration, but you're now suggesting to us that Michael Murphy is going to be going around maybe lifting cows with one hand in celebration if Donegal win at the weekend.
Well, I'm saying if they win at the weekend, Michael Murphy would be the free man of Donegal for the rest of his life, without a shadow of a doubt. But I think Patton is crucial. He could be iffy now against Meath, watching he kicked one over the sideline on the left and he kicked one over the sideline on the right, but then he rectified it again. But on the 45 that he scored, I'm terrible at golf, like, but the good golf is to take out a little pitching wedge or a little drive, 9-iron, and you just ping it over the bar. So if Kerry go for the full court press, he's able to bypass it with the distance of his kick. And even at the start of the second half against Meath, he just found one down the field as if to say, this is how far I can go. But there's one guy I'd like to mention, and it's Joe O'Connor, Matt. Joe O'Connor has been absolutely fantastic since he's gone out around the middle. And there was a nice piece with James Costello, one of the Kerry selectors, saying that Joe always had this ability, but in the old game, he didn't get to display it because the kicks were always so short. But, like, there was a few... He has been immense, like. So McFadden and Langan, one of those is going to have to pick up Joe O'Connor, because if O'Connor can break through like he did against Tyrone, he creates holy hell when he gets in there. And, you know, there should have been other goals for Kerry there. They'll have to be a little bit more clinical. But just, can I ask one question of Mark, if you don't mind, Matt? Is Cillian Spillane going to start, Mark? Because he scored 2 points the last day. He also seems to be the top sub that comes on, and yet he can never get a starting jersey.
Yeah, just look, I'll get to Cillian Spillane for 1 second. I just want to finish on Patton first. And just the one thing I'll say about Patton is, yes, I agree, Ray, he has made mistakes, the odd mistake here or there, balls over the sideline. But if I've ever seen a goalkeeper that can reset, and I'm talking about being under the cosh like the likes of, say, Stephen Cluckson, but can just put it to the back of his mind, this guy's mentally strong, he can regroup and he can get his game going again. And he's mentally obviously very strong, but I've got time for this goalkeeper. Cillian Spillane, no, I don't think he'll start. I think he'll come off the bench. He did well when he came off the bench the last game, and obviously we saw that goal that he got in 2019 against Dublin, that phenomenal goal that he got. So I think he's better coming off the bench. The big question though, Ray, is the availability of Paul Gainey. And if Paul Gainey is fit, I don't think there's a question but that he'll start. I think he'll have to start. We remember back as far as 2014, the high ball into the square, and he got the first goal in the first minute or two against Donegal. He just has an eye for goal, and he's got good chemistry with David Clifford. And I just think if Gainey is available, I think he will start. I don't think Cillian Spillane start. He's a player, when the game opens up, then that's the time where Jack brings him in. But, you know, you look at the two benches, you mentioned it, you know, is he going to start? You look at the two benches, he's going to have to come in and do a right job, because we know what Donegal bring to their bench, the likes of Darrow Boyle, these guys. They just have fantastic talent, and Kerry are going to have to get that right. The only thing I'll say is, I'm looking at matchups. I'm looking at, say, who's going to pick up Lang, who's going to pick up Gallen, who's going to pick up Michael Murphy. And I just wonder, could Kerry throw a curveball here and bring on the likes of Tadhg Morley? I know Mike Breen has been the mainstay centre-back, but if Michael Murphy is roaming, and if he's going out the field, Tadhg Morley could play centre-back. And also, if he goes inside, we know that Tadhg Morley is comfortable playing full-back. So if Tadhg Morley's fit, I just think that he could be an option, a curveball for Kerry to throw in there and maybe have a go and tag Michael Murphy, very similar to the way Aidan O'Mahony tagged him in 2014.
Okay. Can I ask you as well, Eamon, about Jim McGuinness? It was Eamon Fitzmaurice who was in charge in 2014 for Kerry who did a number on Jim McGuinness. Jim McGuinness normally tends to get the tactical battles right. I mean, what would you think now he'll be thinking going up against Jack O'Connor this time round?
He definitely won't be phased. He definitely won't be phased. And there's always a weak curveball in terms of 2014. McGuinness started Jigger. You know, Darrow O'Connor, he's an absolute flyer in the corner. And it was a kind of left wing that nobody expected it. Because there was a corner back in there by the name of Mark O'Shane. We said we could expose him for a pace. the switch didn't work out. But it was a very, like, caught people by a big surprise there now. And I expect Jim will definitely not be fazed by Jack O'Connor. He'll just analyse. And by all accounts, you chat to people, Jim has had this Kerry game in mind for months now. You know, this process of how to beat Kerry and how to, you know, take on Clifford, Shawny O'Shea, Paddy Clifford, has started months before. He's famous in 2014. We beat our man, the quarterfinal, he threw it to Dossier after the game, and it was on Dublin. Multiple pages on how to beat Dublin, who we had in the semi-final. And we went on to beat them. And I think it's something similar in terms of he has an idea, he has a vision in his head how to go about beating Kerry. And key to that is Clifford and all this. I think that can't be overstated. And it'll be just really interesting. You know, we're sitting, we're in our good seats in Croke Park, and we're just looking how is Jim setting up for when Kerry attack? How is he going to deal with the clever question? And that, for me, I just cannot wait to see that question being answered.
Okay, and for you, Mark, what about the Jack O'Connor factor, a man who's been in and out but always has success with Kerry?
Yeah, he has. And also, when he's come in the first year, he's had success. And he did that in 2022 again. And when he's won the league, he's won the championship. So, I mean, you know, so this might be a good omen. And I think that he's had a lot of these fellas as well as minors. And these fellas now are obviously mature, and they're the leaders of this team. So Jack, you know, came in for criticism. You know, before the quarter final, the team weren't going good. He obviously took that on board. He was fairly hurt by it. You could see that from his interviews. But I mean, the team have responded. You could see the hurt in the players as well, Matt. You could see when Shawnee was kicking his two pointers, you could see the celebrations. You could see that these guys were really hurting by maybe the way they were being written off. And I'll tell you, it was a reaction, and it worked. Now, it worked also in the semi-final against Tyrone. So whatever's being said inside in the Kerry camp is obviously working. He's getting a tune out of the boys again. And the fellas who are coming off the bench, the fringe players who got no league experience really, the likes of the Mark O'Shea's, the Sean O'Brien's, he did now in fairness, but other players, like, they're playing well, and they're really adding to this Kerry team. And then you have the likes of Michal Burns, who was, you know, he was off the panel last year. He was and then he comes back. He played really well with Dr. Crokes, and this fella now came on against Armagh and had a whale of a game. So all these guys are playing above par. And
so you're confident to winning, are you?
I would be in what I've seen in the last two games. Yeah,
okay.
What I've seen in the last two games, I would be confident. But obviously, Matt, there's so many other things to take into consideration. I mentioned Patton. The Donegal defence, the way they can attack. Langan, the way in the second half, the way he performed against Monaghan. These guys, there's just so many fires to quench.
Okay, Eamon, are you confident that your home county Donegal can win?
I am confident, and I don't care how it comes. I just want us to win. You know, Jim would have talked after 2014 where he nearly didn't want to win because we just weren't at the pitch of things. There was a kind of a principle there about how we just kind of betrayed them principles. And I don't care. I just want to win. I think Jack O'Connor and, you know, the Kerry boys, they're a bit more pragmatic. Jack O'Connor was actually asked about it during the week, and he says, a win's a win as long as you have the cup going home. And that's my approach.
You see, that's why I'm worried that it could be perhaps not the game that we're all hoping it would be. I hope it is a brilliant game.
It's not going to be a game, in my opinion, not going to be a game of the ages. I think there's too much at stake. I think there's going to be tight and cagey. You know, everybody's, because of the season was so good, everybody's expecting the final to be equally as good. And I just don't think that's the way it's going to pan out.
Okay, Ray Silk, you're the neutral. You're going to have to call it. Who's going to win it?
Firstly, I'd just like to say there is also a certain beauty and a certain something that we all enjoy watching those cagey games. So a defender who does a fantastic job on David Clifford, that deserves as much credit to a certain degree as Oisin Gallen's fantastic goal, because, you know, sometimes we forget about defending, but top defenders like Mark O'Shea was and Eamon were, there's a certain principle and a character and an integrity in that we shouldn't forget as well. It can't always be 3.26 and 2.22. I won't sit on the fence, Mark, or Matt, but I'd like to ask you what happened in Cork last weekend.
That's not allowed. Look, no, I dealt with that on Monday. You're not bringing back up for me now on a Friday. That is totally uncalled for. That is totally out of order, Ray Silk. I should send you off for that one.
It wasn't even a Kerry man. It wasn't even a Kerry man who asked that question.
That was an off-the-ball tackle for sure. Yellow card, maybe even black. I've listened to a lot of people, and what do you think? My gut says Donegal can win this. I think they just have a wee bit more. There's not much between the bookies, obviously, but if Murphy, and particularly the pace, that's always what I would be afraid of, is pace. And Donegal, to me, have more pace in their defence, and I think they have more options up front, whether it's Oisin Gallen or Kieran Moore or Conor O'Donnell. Once Clifford doesn't go mental and score 112, I think Donegal will win.
Thank you, Ray Silk, Eamon McGee, Mark O'Shea. We'll chat about the outcome on Monday's programme.
The Last Word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.